Hello?
Mr. Bundy was calling you on line O.
All right, I'll take you then. I'm going to be out for a while, but I'll be back in a little bit. You stay.
All right.
There's a long message from the Prime Minister about how to share nuclear materials. I don't know whether you want to read it tonight or have me hold it. I just don't like one to come in from him that you don't know about. We can do some staff work. What in its essence he's trying to do is if we go into a nuclear reduction, to make sure that we make everything up to him and hold him sort of in a safe position. I don't think it's a very satisfactory message. You will want to read it soon, but there's no hurry about it if you've got better things to do tonight.
Yeah, I've got to go out to, I got a throat, I can hardly talk. Oh. I've got to go out to a meeting, and then I'll come back and get some sleep. You analyze it.
I'll hang on to it.
And all this Comer stuff, you let it come through you, and stuff that I need to see sent on up here, doesn't you just approve it?
All right, sir. The other thing I want to say to you, Kurtzman has just called Ralph Dungan to say that he knows what went on here Sunday evening. In discussions in Panama, Ralph said he couldn't possibly know because nobody would have talked and doesn't have any clear sense of what he has on his mind. I'm inclined not to try to poke into it because I don't think he can have anything but guesswork on a meeting in which there were only four of us present. And in any event, leave aside the moments of feeling, the actual decision you've taken is clear and good, and we have nothing to worry about. But I will look into it further if you think I ought to. I hate poking with those people. It generally just puts their back up.
Yeah, I'd be guided by your judgment.
All right, sir.
Okay.